Joining me now, New York Congressman Peter King, who's a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. Thank you very much for being here tonight, Congressman. So is this, compare the threat that we are seeing right now to the time frame since 9/11.
Megan, I have to say, I've never seen this level of concern at any time since 9/11. I know in the 10th anniversary of 9/11, we had some concerns, and there's always been, you know, something coming up, and nothing to this extent, nothing. And this goes back, as far as I know, at least 3 weeks. The concern was there. It's been building. And all the indicators are that ISIS does want to carry out an attack. We know they've had operatives here working in the country. There's been 5 arrests in New York in the last week to 10 days. 9 arrests countrywide. I mean, I don't know of any other time where you've had 5 individuals arrested in one city in such a brief period of time, at a time when all the indicators we're getting is that ISIS wants to carry out this attack, and they are intent on doing it. So this is the real deal. And anyone who out there who thinks this is a fake or this is just trying to drum up fear is absolutely wrong. You wouldn't see the NYPD doing what it's doing if they didn't have a real concern.
The initial concern was stated as possible lone wolf terror attack. Is that your concern, or does it go beyond that with the arrest of 5 ISIS supporters in a week?
No, it goes beyond that. Listen, you know, lone wolves are the hardest to find, but also they can obviously kill people, they can cause destruction. But the real concern, more than that, has to be a coordinated attack. When you have 5 individuals in one city arrested within a brief period of time, you have to assume there's coordination. Also, military bases around the country are being fortified more now. Anyone in uniform becomes a target. But in answer to your question, the lone wolf is harder to find, but the destruction is more lethal when it comes in the nature of a coordinated attack.
So this is not, for lack of a better term, normal threat. These are not normal threats that we always hear around holidays like July 4th.
No.